Hi, my name's Jeanette. I'm intentional in my marriage with my husband by getting up an hour earlier than we need to in the morning to have our breakfast together and start our day off either with time in the Word or praying together and just talking to each other and investing in each other's lives. So that's how we're intentional.
You know, it doesn't take very much to make a difference in terms of being intentional in your marriage. All you have to do is do the next right one thing. It's the little things that make a difference. It's the little things that allow you to grow in your relationship. And here at Intentional Living, we focus on three things that make a difference. First of all, your thinking, then the words that come out of your mouth, and then the actions that you do. And that's what Intentional Living is all about. And I'll tell you what we're going to be doing today. We're going to open up the phone lines for your comments and our comment line. We've got comments ready to go. Asking the question, what one thing are you doing to be intentional in your marriage? What's one thing that's making a difference to make your marriage what it should be? Give me a call on our comment line, 888-888-1717. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. We're standing by to be a part of your life today as we're intentional for our marriage. Let's begin with Kim. You know, you think about, I kind of look at marriage in terms of before and after, you know, where you are today. Maybe you're really struggling in your marriage. Maybe you feel there's no hope in your marriage. And you see these before and after pictures sometimes on television with people going on a special diet or doing something different in their life. And it gives you some hope. Well, that's what we want to share with you today. So let me give you the before picture from one of our listeners about developing intentional marriage habits and the difference it's made in her life. Take a listen to Kim from Texas.
Hi, Randy. This is Kim. I'm from Texas, and I listen to your show all the time, and I've had a tremendous amount of marital problems. My husband and I, we argue a lot. We have almost went to the divorce state, and I just don't know what to do.
Mm. And, you know, at the end of the day, you're going to find in a moment what Kim did do and the difference it's going to make in her life that can be made in your life as well. Take a listen.
I have been doing the 30-day challenge, had some marriage issues, and started just thinking that I needed to start working on myself. That was what my prayer time was. And I started working on things I could do for my marriage, one of them being hugging my husband because I'm not a very affectionate person. Second one was to start complimenting him more. And then, of course, the last one would be to look at him when he's talking to me and put down my phone. The result of all of that challenge is that he has responded amazingly and now wants to hug me, compliments me, and now he does the same for me on most of these things and just does a lot of things just randomly for me. So it has worked tremendously on our marriage. So I just want to thank you for everything you do, and I greatly appreciate it, and I encourage everyone to do the 30-day challenge.
Amen. Hey, listen, 30 days, that's what intentional living is all about, doing the next right one thing, doing it for 30 days, and see what difference it has made. You know, over the years of dealing with couples who have ended up in divorce, I've talked to many of them later who have said, in one form or another, if we'd taken a different course, if we had done this one thing, if we'd made this one change in our marriage, we wouldn't have been where we are today. We'd be in a different place. And so if that's where you are today, you're struggling in your marriage, you're convinced that the only way out is to divorce, can I encourage you, or maybe just to stay stuck where you are, can I encourage you to do one thing for the next 30 days? And I'd ask the question, what is that one thing that you can do and will do that would make the biggest difference in your marriage? Delilah in Arizona, what marriage habits are you developing that are really making a difference for you?
Dr. Randy Carlson is encouraging everyone to just find that one thing that we can intentionally do for our marriage or parenting. And so I just wanted to share what I do. For my husband, the one thing that I try really hard to do is not focus on what he may be doing wrong, but rather really zoom in on what he's doing right. And even if there is something that's wrong, I look for the good in that and praise him for it and thank him for all his hard work. And I thank him for just how he takes pride in our home and in our family and in helping with children. And as far as parenting, I do the same thing. Those very same things that I'm praising my husband for, I tell my children so that they too could appreciate him more and have a higher level of respect for him and the relationship that he and I have.
Listen, there's an example, Delilah, of doing the Next Right One thing. I love what you say. Instead of focusing on the problems, the things that you don't like about his behavior, you start focusing on the things you do like, the things that are working. It is so easy to focus on the things that we don't like in another person. And when it leads to an attitude of unforgiveness, which frankly is sinful in our lives, but if you're going to have a marriage that's going to last a lifetime, you're going to have to focus on those things that are making your marriage work. It's going to require forgiveness and confrontation and challenge and areas that need to be improved for sure. But if that's all we focused on, our marriages are going to be pretty empty. So what are you doing to be intentional in your marriage? Love to hear your comments. Join in today on our comment line. More standing by. We'll get on the air in a moment. 888-888-1717 is our number. This is Intentional Living. Here's a question from one of our listeners, a man who said, I've said things to my wife that really hurt her. What can I do? I'm Dr. Randy Carlson with an Intentional Living Minute. You know, the scripture says in Ecclesiastes 5, don't be rash with your mouth, especially before God. But it's also true before your spouse and before those that you care about. You've heard me say many times that we judge ourselves by our good intentions. But you know what? In marriage, your spouse is going to judge you by their expectations. So can I encourage you today, if you've said things to your spouse that really have hurt, to take ownership for your mouth, ownership for your words, and go to them and just simply and humbly say, I am sorry for saying that. I was having a bad day too. Will you forgive me? Consider your words in the future. When you do that, that's intentional living.
Go to theintentionallife.com/minute to get the Intentional Living Minute in your email every day.
And listen, when you do, it'll come every morning early on in the day. It's a way of just encouraging you bright and early in the morning to get you focused on being intentional. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. This is the Intentional Living Center. We're talking marriage today and how have you been intentional in your marriage? What one thing has made a difference? A lot of people weighing in, we're going to get to here in a moment. 888-888-1717.
Hi, my suggestion would be to celebrate your anniversary every month and make it a game to see who remembers first. My wife and I have been married for 30 years, and it has to be Eli's voice. Can be on the phone, but no text messaging, tweeting, or any of that. It's got to be live, and that has helped to keep our romance alive. Thanks.
I think that's a great new habit, but it's going to be difficult for those of us that sometimes struggle remembering it once a year. Hello. But I do agree. You know, sometimes it is those very little things, just like that caller said, a phone call, an email, a card, going out to dinner, whatever it is, making it a ritual, making it a habit, making it a tradition. We love traditions. And when we do that, that's one thing you can do to build love habits in your marriage.
Hi, Randy. This is Christy from Wisconsin. One intentional thing to make my husband happy, I'm making him his favorite meal, which would be ham and scalloped potatoes, and I'm throwing in a homemade peach pie. So that's one of the things I do to create spontaneity. Thanks for your program. Bye.
Men are more simple than you think we are. And you're right. Thank you. For most of us, we have these favorite things that, well, comfort, you know, we feel comfortable. And that's part of what we want in our marriage. We want to feel comfortable. But, you know, the problem is sometimes we get too comfortable. And in the process, we ignore the things that we should be paying attention to. And we pay attention to the things that sometimes, you know what I'm going to say, right? We need to ignore in our marriage. So we're talking about love habits today. I'd love to have you join in on our storyline at 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717. A study done, major university, showed that about 40% of the things that we do every day are habitual habits. Sometimes they're good, sometimes they're not so good. Let's face it. But when we can develop the kind of habits we call love habits intentionally in your marriage, it can change your life. All right, let's get back to the calls. We've got JC on the line. JC, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you.
Appreciate your call. What about habits? What are some things you're working on?
Well, before, when I would get angry, I would hold it in, just kind of let it build up. I wouldn't want to talk about it. And my husband could always sense that something was wrong. So lately I've been working on sitting down and talking to him about how I'm feeling, even if it's something little that he wouldn't think is important. If it's bothering me, I'll talk to him about it. He can help me through it, and it's helped us be able to open up with each other more.
So did you hold back? You just felt like it wasn't worth sharing it or wasn't that important?
Yeah, or it was silly or something I shouldn't be emotional about, you know, so I would just kind of hold it in, and but then it would bug at me and I would just be grumpy the whole day, and he would be like, "What is bothering you?" You know, and finally I just realized I'll tell him and he will either just hold me if I start to cry or we'll talk through it, and or he'll say, "Yeah, I know what you mean. That would bother me too." Or
and what difference has it made in your marriage?
Well, we can open up to each other more, even on a day-to-day basis. Little things that, you know, will be like, "Oh, well, that bothers me when you do that," or "Oh, that's, I love it when you do that," or something. It's just easier to share those little things, and it just kind of brought us closer together. So
you've developed the love habit to be short accounts. If you got an issue, bring it out, get it on the table, and discuss it.
Yeah. Yeah. And even if it's my own issue that, you know, has nothing to do with him, if it's drama with a friend or whatever, I can talk to him about it. And then it's not just building up inside of me, and he's able to help. So It's been great.
That's good. Hey, thank you, JC. It's a matter of communication. Sometimes the things we fear in our marriage, if they only knew who I really was and what I'm facing, would blow up in our face. And I find often when it's shared in love about what you're concerned about, it gives an opportunity to begin a dialogue and discussion in the marriage. All right, Melissa in Michigan, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
What have you learned about love habits in marriage?
Well, actually, I've been married about 14 years. And about 2 years ago, I finally made my husband my best friend.
How'd you do that?
Well, it had always been my mom. And I didn't see anything wrong with that. It just was comfortable. She and I get along so well, and she's so easy to talk to, and she, whatever. But there was a huge connection with my husband that was missing. There were times that I would share important things with my mom and not even realize I'd forgotten to share them with my husband.
And how did that make your husband feel?
Well, I'm sure it always kind of hurt his feelings, and, you know, I think it made him resent my mom a bit.
So when you'd have a concern or problem, you're more likely to talk to your mom before your husband?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if I could get out of work early, I'd want to stop at my mom's and have some tea and visit instead of hurrying home to my husband and kids. I had my priorities wrong.
Did she sense it too?
She didn't mind it, because actually it took some counseling for me to figure this out. I wish I'd figured it out on my own, but when I had to let her know that I've got this wrong and it doesn't change how much I love you, but I've got to put him first now. It hurt her feelings. You know, she couldn't help it because she could feel, you know, that we were pulling apart. But it's so necessary in a marriage.
What difference has it made to your marriage?
It's huge. Of course, I wish I had foresight, but I don't. So I can look back and see that I never had the relationship with my husband that I should have had because he wasn't my first.
Yeah. But you do now.
I do.
Yeah. Makes a difference, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm glad you learned that lesson, Melissa. That is a death wish for a marriage. It's a death wish. When you put your mom or your dad or your parents, anybody else above the relationship with your spouse, that's God's leave and cleave concept, right? That we hear about in Genesis chapter 2. And when we allow those emotional needs to be met by anybody else, it's unhealthy and destructive. And it doesn't mean you don't care for other people and don't love other people and don't care for your mom or dad or whatever, but the priority needs to be in the marriage. Okay, let me see here. We've got Glenda in California. Welcome to the program.
Hello. It
says here you were married for 47 years, and 40 of those years was a Cold War. What does that mean?
Well, it means we were existing together. We, neither one of us came from divorced families. We were intent on staying together, but it was like we were peering over the cliff. And there came a time, my mother broke her back, and I was away from home a long period of time. And I kept asking God, how do I fix this? And what I began to pray every day was to help me see my husband as God saw him and to help me love him like God loves him. And that has been such a tremendous change in our relationship. It's like we're newlyweds. It has been amazing. We're both strong-willed, but he buries his will, but it's there. It's defiant. But mine, I blurt it all out. So what I'm working on now, the intentional part of my life now, is to not feel like I have to have the last word. And that has made such a difference when I can actually do that.
So you made a decision at some point in these last 7 years to say, I want to understand my husband, and I want to love him the way God intended me to love him.
Yes, because I thought that marriage was going to be, you know, the white knight and the horse and sweep you off your feet. And if he loved me, he'd do anything to make me happy. And that's a crock. So God has just taken me on this journey of getting to know my husband and to see things in him that I never saw in the flesh.
What changes have occurred in his life as a result of this?
Absolutely. He is more tender towards me. Before, it was like we just didn't even talk to each other most of the time. But now he bought me a new set of wedding rings. And the thing that made the difference to me was the fact that he had his ring resized because he had outgrown it and hadn't worn it in years. And he had it laying on top of the new set of wedding rings Christmas a couple of years ago and wrapped that up. And it just was everything. It wasn't the rings at all. It was the fact that he was saying to me, I am making a new commitment to you.
Oh, wow. Good for him. Good for the two of you. We're hearing not only love habits today, we're hearing love stories. And maybe you're listening and you're thinking, that worked for them, but that never worked for me. As I've worked with couples over the years, I know it takes two in a marriage, but you alone can make a difference. If you were to make a decision right now, today, to take some of the things you've heard, other things that you know, and say, I'm going to do one thing that I haven't done in the past in my marriage for 30 days. It could be I'm not going to criticize for 30 days. And instead, I'm going to replace that with every day I'm going to speak at least twice into my husband or wife words of encouragement. Or for the next 30 days, you're not going to interrupt, but truly listen to your spouse. Or for the next 30 days, every day, you're going to pray specifically at a set time for your marriage and your spouse. I can almost guarantee you that at the end of 30 days, maybe your spouse isn't different, but you will be. And as a result, your marriage may be different as well. Those are love habits. What one thing makes a difference? We got a lot more to get to. You're welcome to weigh in, 888-888-1717.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
My name is Danette. What I want to do this year for my marriage is to thank my husband more often and appreciate him. I find that I personally always want to dwell on the bad things. And the other night I was talking to him and I think in my heart I really wanted to start a fight. And I asked him, you know, what it is that, how he feels love. And, you know, I guess I really wanted to tell him how I felt love. And his way of giving love is by cooking and doing acts of service towards me, so he said. And the thing is, he looked so happy, like a little kid, saying, oh, I just love making you food, and I love doing things for you. that all of a sudden my heart was melted and I was like, I can't believe I was going to pick a fight with you over I wanted you to treat me and love me in a completely different way. And I found myself thanking him and telling him how wonderful. I was so glad that, you know, I have him in my life and that he does these things for me. And I just felt the Holy Spirit kind of making me realize that I needed to appreciate him. And that is going to be my intention for this year, is to continue to appreciate him and thank him when he does, you know, any little thing for me, because it just made us closer that evening. And it was just a wonderful experience, at least for me. I don't think he had any idea, but well, I guess he felt good because he was smiling. So thank you for your program. Bye-bye.
Hey, thank you. You know, we do get what we expect when we show appreciation for what we get and receive. And that's a great reminder, Danette. Thank you for sharing that. You know, as we talk about love habits today, and you know, we talk about habits, we all have habits. We couldn't exist, frankly, without habits. If we had to think through everything that we did, every time we did it, from tying our shoe to putting on our clothes, you know, we'd be exhausted. And so habits help us. They're supportive of us. They make life easier for us. Or if we have the wrong habits, they can be destructive, draining, discouraging. And so developing love habits that involve your marriage and your relationship with your spouse can be life-changing for you and for your family. And so that's what we're talking about today. And I want to thank those of you who've been praying for us and supporting us, allowing us to do what we do every day. We couldn't do it without your help. We're a listener-supported ministry, and your financial support is making a huge difference. When you join in monthly support today, I'll tell you what's going to happen. We're going to have friends of the ministry who are going to be applauding and thanking you for being a part of the ministry along with them. And we're going to give you access to the platform with all of the digital content that I've taught in the last few years. Again, your monthly support makes a difference. Join us. Go to TheIntentionalLife.com. All right. Love habits. What is it? Let's go to Kay in Michigan. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Go right ahead. What's the love habits in your marriage?
My husband would get frustrated and vent when he was angry. And in the beginning of our marriage, it would let that, you know, upset me and it would escalate to arguments. But after a while, I started just being still and being quiet and not letting his frustration and anger work me up. And it made a big difference in our marriage.
You chose to not respond in kind to what he would do. And what happened when you started to do that in your marriage?
He would apologize afterwards, and then we were able to talk about it. So it was more of a, you know, calm talking rather than. It just changed our communication, and it just made a big difference.
And about how long have you been doing this in your marriage now?
Well, we've only been married for 10 years, so like 8 years now. So it's like we're adults.
You're all grown up now, right?
Yeah.
And so how would you characterize your marriage today, Kay?
We both have just learned how to communicate rather than fight. And the biggest thing is it's a peaceful home for our children and setting a better example. As soon as, even now, he still will get upset, but even now when he does, it's like I'm just quicker to recognize it. And it's a more peaceful home environment, and we're able to, it's just a better marriage all around.
That's good. Hey, thank you, Kay. Great stories. Let's see, we got time? I think we have one. Time for one more. Let's go to Minnesota. Appreciate your call. What's your one thing for your marriage?
Hello, my name is Danette. What I want to do for my marriage is to thank my husband more often and appreciate him. I find that I always want to dwell on the bad things. And the other night I was talking to him, and I think in my heart I really wanted to start a fight. And I asked him how he feels loved. And, you know, I guess I really wanted to tell him how I felt love. And his way of giving love is by cooking and doing acts of service towards me. And the thing is, he looked so happy, like a little kid, saying, oh, I just love making you food and I love doing things for you, that all of a sudden my heart was melted. And I was like, I can't believe I was going to pick a fight with you over I wanted you to treat me and love me in a completely different way. And I found myself thanking him and telling him how wonderful. I was so glad that I have him in my life and that he does these things for me. I just felt the Holy Spirit kind of making me realize I needed to appreciate him. And that is going to be my intention, to continue to appreciate him and thank him when he does, you know, any little thing for me, because it just made us closer that evening. And it was just a wonderful experience, at least for me. I don't think he had any idea. But, well, I guess he felt good because he was smiling. So thank you for your program.
All right. Thank you, Danette. Let's see. I think we can slip in Kay. Let me see here. No, let's go to Kansas. I think we've got time. How are you being intentional in your marriage?
My name is Joe, and my husband and I got married several years ago, got divorced shortly after, and then we got back together again, and I have chosen that I will never, ever give up on our marriage, and I will love him intentionally, no matter what, and even love him when he's not very lovable. I love him, no matter what. This is God's will, and I will do it.
I have two small children, and so listening to what people call in about, it makes it very relatable to know that you're not going through it alone.
Intentional Living helps moms like Sarah live an intentional life for Christ. And now you can access many of Dr. Randy's exclusive teachings on various topics whenever you want. With your monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that gets unlimited access to Dr. Randy's exclusive monthly teachings from the past 2 years. So don't wait. Give now, and you'll get access to these life-changing resources by calling 888-888-1717 today or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Hey, when you do, you're making a difference. Thank you for joining us. And lives are being impacted as a result of your prayers and your financial support for the ministry today. We appreciate it a great deal. And when you join, we do applaud and celebrate the fact that we have another person joining us on this journey, taking hands as we do life together and try to be more intentional in our walk with Christ. How do you do that? All you have to do is give us a call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, press number 2, or anytime, go to theintentionallife.com. And right now would be a perfect time as we wrap up this month, because your support is helping us go into the final month of our fiscal year as strong as we possibly can. And we need to make sure that we stay on target, because we don't borrow money and we want to continue to do what God's called us to do. And to do that, your support is essential. So again, you can call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, press number 2. Or go to theintentionallife.com. Hope you learned some things today. I did. Nice talking to so many of you about love habits. And we'll see you next time right here in the Intentional Living Center.